Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan, Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. It's marsiljeins@gmail.com. I don't know where you live, but where I live here on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, we are predicted in getting anywhere from 6 to what, 12, 14 inches of snow within a 24-hour period starting on Saturday. We got some wild weather happening today. It started out in the 20s, and it said by 5 o'clock we're going to be at 50 degrees and raining. Tomorrow we're going to be in the mid-40s, but then Saturday the temperatures are going to drop significantly, and we're supposed to get a ton of snowfall, which I guess we can't complain too much because December was not a white Christmas right here in the Michigan area. A lot of parts of the country that usually do see snow in December, we didn't see hardly any at all for Christmas. But I figure we're due. You know, it is January. We're still in the winter months. Snow is going to be eventual if you live in the Midwest and in the Northeast and Northwest. So that's something that we need to deal with. And I was thinking about it today, and I, you know, snow removal, if you own property, snow removal is a big thing. So I thought I would share with you some tips that I found from the website is the Replacement Commercial Parts Warehouse, and they had an article with snow removal safety tips that I want to share with you. Again, you could go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Middle, lower of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on that, and that'll bring you through to our blog post for today with some of the tips that I'm going to share with you. Of course, I want you to click through from our blog post to the original article because there are a ton more tips than what I'm going to share with you on this short podcast. Now, before we even talk about whether you're a snow shoveler, a snow blower, or a snow plower, there are some things to consider right off the bat. The first one is check your health. Consult with your physician to make sure you're well enough to handle snow removal duties. Removing snow can put a significant strain on your heart and also on your muscles and your back, especially your lower back. If you do have existing medical conditions that may prevent you from removing snow or could cause an issue while you're removing snow, it may be better to, you know, hire Johnny the neighbor kid to come over and do it, or to hire a snowplow service to come in and do it for you. Your health is worth a lot more than trying to save a few dollars removing snow from your property. So certainly, if you can afford it, check it out. If you can't, you know, talk to maybe your church, talk to maybe some of the senior centers in the area where you live. Somebody would have some information on how to get you the help that you need in order to remove snow, hopefully at low cost or possibly even no cost. So definitely check into that. The next step that they talk about here is dress warm and keep your vision clear. Dress in layers and keep your eyes clear of scarves and hats. You need to see where you're going. You shouldn't have any blind spots in your vision when you're out there clearing snow. It says also dressing in layers will help with insulation and allow body heat to ventilate in order to cut down on excessive sweating. And of course, you want to wear appropriate footwear and gloves. You don't want to go out there with tennis shoes or Crocs or flip-flops. You want to use, snow boots, insulated socks if you have them. And of course, gloves or mittens, if possible. The next tip that they have here right off the bat is start early. Remove snow more frequently, so you're only dealing with light layers of snow rather than waiting for it to all come down or until it becomes a little bit too difficult to manage. So, you're going to be outside more often, but in the long term, you're going to be better off with your health by doing it in stages rather than trying to accomplish everything at once. Now, there are a couple of tips for snow shovelers. Warm up and pace yourself. You should warm up your muscles with some light stretching and, of course, pace yourself. Take breaks when needed. Don't be a hero and try to finish everything in one go. I know I tend to be that way, is once I get out there, I want to get it done and get it over with. As I get a little bit older, I start to realize that, hey, you know what, I'm not Superman. I can't move as well as I used to, so it's okay to go inside and take a break and then come out a little bit later after you're rested a little bit, warmed up a little bit. So definitely pace yourself. Proper equipment and technique. Make sure your snow shovel, or if you have a snow pusher, I've seen those, which has got a huge front bucket on it with wheels that you can use to push the snow. Make sure it's in good condition and is comfortable to use. Now make sure that the handle length is a good length, that it's not too long or too short where you're having to bend over or wrench your back with it being too long trying to grab hold of it. If you don't use a shovel that's of a proper fit, you're going to tweak your muscles and you're going to get fatigued a lot quicker. It says here, push the snow when you can rather than lifting and throwing. If you do have to lift, don't bend at your waist. You need to squat, and certainly when you're throwing the snow, don't twist your torso because that's going to wrench your back and cause some issues. So definitely don't do that. If you've got a snowblower, clear the area and your snowblower. Make sure the area is cleared of things that could get stuck in the blower, such as sleds, doormats, wires, etc. Make sure that your snowblower is in good working condition with plenty of fuel. That's a reminder to me that I need to make sure I bring my gas can with me when I come to work tomorrow so that I can fill it up and be ready for Saturday. Hopefully you have taken your snowblower in October or November to get it tuned up, get plugs changed, get whatever needed to be done as far as preventative maintenance. Hopefully you've started it up for the first time of the season already to make sure that everything is in good running condition, because I would hate for you to have 3, 4, 5 inches of snow and then go out and get your snowblower and try to start it and nothing happens. So make sure that you check your snowblower to make sure it's in good running condition, and again, remove all things that could potentially get caught in the snow blower. Second tip for snow blowers, clearing jams and watching cords. Make sure you turn the engine off completely when clearing a jam in the snow blower. Many accidents happen every year with somebody that tries to clear the auger, tries to clear the paddles with the engine running, and once they get it free, that auger just takes off or that paddle just takes off and causes some serious injuries. So make sure that you, I know it's a pain, but make sure you turn the engine off when you clear out your snowblower. And then you also need to, if you're using an electric snowblower, you watch that electrical cord. Don't need to get it caught or jammed somewhere that could yank you somewhere or cause some damage to the snowblower itself. So make sure that you watch those electrical cords when you're using an electric snowblower. Now, for those of you that have a vehicle with a snowplow on it, here are a couple of tips for you. Get rest and check your equipment, of course. Make sure you're plenty rested before getting behind the wheel. Also inspect not only your vehicle, but also the snowplow to make sure that everything is in good running condition. Make sure all the controls work. Make sure your lights work. Make sure that everything is in good running condition before you go out and do it. Make those repairs or adjustments as necessary before you start work. A lot easier to get that done beforehand than having to stop a quarter of the way through or halfway through a job because something got stuck or wasn't adjusted correctly or something went wrong. Then the other tip that they have for snow plows, pace yourself and know your limits. Take your time snow plowing. Watch out for people, animals, and debris that may be hidden by the snow. Mark the outlines for the area you're going to plow to help avoid those hidden obstacles and minimize damage to property and your snowplow or vehicle. A lot of people put those reflective rods that mark off the edges of their driveway. Highly recommend doing that if at all possible so that you can, as you're snow blowing or snow plowing or snow shoveling, you know exactly where the concrete is and that you're not running onto grass or damaging other parts of your property that you don't want damaged. Okay. Again, I highly recommend going to our website, mvpinsure.us. Middle, lower of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on through. You'll see the tips that I've already shared on the podcast today, but I want you to click through to the replacement commercial parts warehouse article, because again, there are many, many more tips. I've only shared a few because I want you to wanted to give you a taste of what the full article is. The full article has a ton of great information, so be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeelim, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is MVP Insurance. Insure.us. That's MVPINSURE.us. If you want to send an email, you can do that too. It's marsiljeins@gmail.com. marsiljeins@gmail.com. That is going to do it for this week. I again want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe and warm weekend coming up. Take care.